There's 20 seconds on the clock. Albert, he will play it. 21 metres away. Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Albert. Albert will score. Albert will score. Newcastle have won the grand final.
Welcome to episode 18 of Sports Castle. I am joined today by Jared, live from the Jared Mullen Studios. How are you, mate?
Yeah, mate, I'm very excited to be here over the phone talking to you in Melbourne.
Yeah, mate, down in the Robbie Ross Studios in Melbourne for something a little bit different today. If I do seem a little bit slower, it's just due to the atmosphere around me of intelligence, let's put it that way.
The severe jet lag, I might add.
Oh, yeah, mate, the bumper flight down from Newcastle this afternoon, crazy. Mate, plenty of sporting action, a big pod with Origin and a few other things upon us, and leading into a week off for us, mate, which will be nice over the long weekend.
Yeah, the mid-season annual bye weekend that we normally have, mate, which will be, we're all looking forward to.
Yeah, mate, unfortunately due to my schedule and recording constraints placed upon me while I'm jet-setting off around Southeast Asia, we're going to give it a miss next week with not too much to cover. I think we talked about it just be the Black Diamond AFL going around, so it might just pop a little bit of a preview up in text form on the site during the week next week. Might be the go, I reckon, of just anything that's going on. But plenty to talk about this week, mate. We'll start off, as we have been lately, with your favourite action, mate, the Black Diamond AFL. There was actually a few contests on the weekend.
Yeah, there was, mate. There's still a few lopsided contests, like scorelines, but a couple of them were close. And I saw Singleton. Did they get a win on the weekend?
Yeah, they did, mate. We'll start off there. Singleton 11 goals, 9.75. Beat Wyong Lakes 5 goals, 6.36. Travis Bates kicked 5 goals for Singleton. Interestingly enough, mate, 16 goals kicked in the game. One bloke kicked 5. No one else kicked more than one.
Yeah, right. They all just wanted to have their turn, mate. They didn't want to share the love.
A bit like under-12s footy, everyone takes a turn for a kick at goal. I'm not sure. That obviously wasn't the case in some of the other games on the weekend, mate. I might jump into those. Let's have a look at Carter first of all. They kicked 22 goals, 18.150 to beat Maitland, 5 goals, 131. That's some nice sharp kicking from Maitland. Not many opportunities, but made the most of it. Lachlan Price with 6 goals and Andrew Walker 5 goals and best on ground. I'm not sure if that's the ex-Wallaby, but if it is, he's about 45, mate, running around there.
Yeah, nice. Well, hopefully wasn't one of the 18 that kicked the behinds, mate.
Yeah, I don't think it is, but anyway, he was best on. The other one with the some big goal scorers, Kalanivale, mate. You tip Blake Macquarie in this one. I think you need to ease up on your enthusiasm about the Dockers, mate. Kalanivale, 28 goals, 16, 184. Defeated Lake Macquarie, 5 goals, 333. In saying that was about double what Kalanivale had scored for the rest of the season. So Bryce Singleton kicked 10 goals, which, looking through a few of the scores in recent weeks, Kalanivale haven't kicked 10 goals themselves in many weeks. So that was a big bag. Another one, Newcastle City, mate, 22 goals, 16, 148. Defeated Nelson Bay, 7 goals, 648. Now, this is an interesting stat. I looked at the score here for quarter time. It was 2 goals, 7 Newcastle City kicked in the first quarter. So after that, they managed to kick 20 goals, 9. So I'm not sure what was going on in the first quarter. Obviously, the radars took a bit to adjust.
Yeah, look, by the sounds of it, they did, mate. But old Paddy, what was his name? Paddy Gillingham.
Yeah, big Paddy Gillingham. 11 goals. 11 goals, mate. Yeah. I don't know if you know much about the young Paddy Gillingham. Sussed out what he kicks himself out in, mate. Number 69 is his jersey number.
Yeah, dinner for two, mate.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. Loves it. So, something different, a bit of a chuckle-worthy one there. Not too often you see a bloke run around. They're the sort of numbers you normally see lower graders wear when they're not taking things too seriously. Final game of the round, mate, saw Warners Bay travel down to Adcock Park there at Gosford. Gosford, the home side, 7 goals, 11.53. Warners Bay, far too strong, 15.14, 104. Best on ground, we gave him a shout-out the other week, rugby convert Nick Metcalf, mate. Obviously taking to the Sharon very well as a transition from the Gilbert rugby.
Yeah, one of his other stable mates, Mr. Younger there, mate. I think he just pipped him for man of the week there. So, yeah, well,
I don't know about that. let's just put it this way. I think with Murray's current physical condition, he's not going to be threatening too many first grade spots, especially while they're winning.
Poor Muzz.
We love you, Muzz. He's a big fan of the show, and we're a big fan of his, mate. So jump into round 8 action. So, geez, the season's getting away from us quick enough. So this weekend, we start with Nelson Bay. They host Gosford, both sides coming off losses. 2 p.m. Saturday, all games 2 p.m. Saturday again this week at Dick Burwell Oval up there at Tomaree, mate. Who are you going here, the Marlins or the Tigers?
Nelson Bay and Gosford. Well, this is going to be close, mate. 2 games, 2 wins for the Bay, 3 wins for Gosford. I'm going to stick with the home team, mate. I'm going to go the Bay. Maybe an upset, but I think they'll get the job done.
Mate, I'll give you a start of about 30 there. I'll take the Tigers to win that one by a few goals. I think they're probably a top side and probably a little bit underperforming last week against the Bulldogs. Next up, mate, Wyong Lakes. They showed some early season form. They showed some glimpses, but they were resoundingly beaten by Singleton on the weekend. They host Newcastle City down at Don Small Oval there in Tacoma. I can't say anything but a comfortable victory here for the Blues as they continue their climb up the ladder and put the pressure on the high-flying Cardiff Hawks.
Yeah, mate, I think City, all confidence there, jumped up on the second rung of the ladder, and I think their tails will be up after last week, and I think Mr. Gillingham will be licking his lips at the prospect of playing in this one, mate.
Back-to-back 10-goal bags, you reckon?
Could be, mate. He's up to 23 for the season, so he's having a bit of a breakout. So, yeah, who knows?
Yeah, mate. Well, he's kicked half of them last week, so he only has to play every second week. You just pick which teams you play against in this comp, you go all right.
Yeah, maybe I could sign up.
Yeah, let's not get carried away, mate. I've seen you couldn't kick the skin off a custard.
Well, they have behinds.
Yeah, well, yeah. They also have out in the full. Maitland host Killarney Vale, mate, at Max McMahon Oval at Rutherford. If you want to see your mate, Karen, you might have to get down about 10 o'clock and watch the reserve grade, I think. But, mate, if Maitland are going to get their second win of the season, they're certainly going to need to step up here against Killarney Vale. Killarney Vale found some form at last week and will be looking to go back-to-back.
Yeah, mate. I know it's a massive road trip like most of these away games are in this comp, but I really think Killarney Vale's going to kick on, mate. I think they're going to kick on and get the chocolates in this one, and Maitland will just stay on the lone win for the year.
Yeah, I'll be going with the Bombers as well, mate. I think they'll be too strong for the Saints there. And I think you're overestimating your travel times there. It's only about 50 minutes from Maitland to Killarney Vale. I did the trip from Maitland to Tuggerah today, mate, and it didn't take that long. So anyway, next up, mate, Warners Bay, the Warners Bay Murray Youngers, as we like to call them, host the Terrigal Avoca Panthers. Warners Bay starting to find some form, really clicking. Can they match the might of the Panthers, fresh off the bye at home at Warners Bay?
Yeah, I really like what Warners Bay are doing, mate. They're sort of in and around that semi-finals. They seem to be going about their business without too much fuss, mate, but I don't think they'll get the job done, mate. I think Terrigal, with the bye, I think they'll bounce into action and get their sixth win of the year, mate.
Yeah, I'll be going with the Panthers there too, mate. Looking at what I've seen so far in the competition, I think it's a bit of a three-horse race, really. Look, Cardiff are obviously the team to catch, and Terrigal Avoca and Newcastle City Blues will be right there in the mix, and Warners Bay will probably finish a gallant fourth. They may manage to upset a couple of sides on their way, but I think they'll run fourth and then probably peter their way out in the finals. I did have a bit of a look into that. I've been advised that it is, I think the term that I was referred by a journalist is most likely a top four.
Most likely. They're not sure. They're just going to wait till they get to the last game and then decide,
That was a journalist, mate, so that's all I could get. I couldn't get a response from Black Diamond's official stuff, so I'll continue to pursue, and hopefully I'll put some sources to work while I'm over in Thailand and Singapore and see what we can come up with and maybe get a concrete answer before September.
Yeah, that would be good, mate.
I'm sure they'll be able to let us know after the first week of finals whether it's a 4 or 5-team one. The final game of the round, mate, sees the mighty Singleton Roosters fresh off that win against the Magpies in the Battle of the Birds. Another battle of birds here in Singleton, mate. They take on the Cardiff Hawks up at Rose Point Park in Singleton, a picturesque venue for a Saturday afternoon. A little bit disappointed that both of us will be busy and neither of us will be in attendance at lovely Singleton, mate. Can Singleton upset Cardiff for their first loss of the year?
Short answer is no.
Are you very confident there, mate?
Yeah, I think Cardiff will carry on, mate. They got 150 last week. They don't normally go that high, but yeah, I don't think they'll get that high again with the trip up there to Singo, but I think they'll probably get that 60 to 80 point win, I reckon, mate.
Yeah, mate, they've made that their bread and butter, haven't they? So yeah, I certainly think that's the case. And it will be party time at Turralba as Lake Macquarie are guaranteed not to lose this weekend with the bye.
Yeah, they needed that bye, mate. They got a few injuries and a few suspensions. So, yeah, their coach is happy with the week off.
I don't think they have any suspensions, mate. I don't think any of them are laid to tackle all season.
I think it sounds better if you say they do, but all right, even if you don't really know.
Yeah, well, you just keep making it up and we'll see how that turns out for you.
Yeah, all right.
All right, mate. Next up, the NRL action, mate. I was there on Sunday afternoon. I did ask for a refund on the way out and security guard politely told me to get stuffed. But I think everyone who went should be offered a refund. That was a rubbish game of football. It wasn't even DR. It was just shit.
Yeah, well, they had 20,000, mate. They're still getting decent crowds.
Yep, nearly 21, mate. I wouldn't be surprised if next week, the next time they're at home, they don't get quite the... what's the word I'm looking for? Voracious level of support after the drubbing that the Sharks gave them. But so the Sharks weren't that impressive. The Knights were just terrible. They looked like they had no options in attack. They just kept trying to spread the ball wide and hope that Caelan Ponga could drift enough across enough people. One of the tries was a lucky bounce. The other one was a good line by big Lockie Fitz, mate. But for the Sharks, 48 points, three tries for Holmes, two for Ramian, one for Brayley, one for Dugan, one for Lee, one for Lewis. Chad Townsend, 6 from 8 conversions and a penalty goal. And as I said, the Knights, 10 points came from a try to Lockie Fitzgibbon, a try to Sione Matiatea, 1 from 1 for Kenny Sia, and none from one for Caelan Ponga. Mate, that sees the Knights in a bit of a drastic position and really need a win this weekend. I mean, at the end of the day, if they don't win against Parra this weekend, it's, that's nearly all she wrote.
Yeah, I think you're right there, mate. I think the one positive for the Knights to come out of it was Jesse Ramian for the Sharks was pretty good. But, yeah, the Knights really need to get the win this week, as you said, because if they don't win that, I'm pretty sure the next two games after that are against the Roosters and the Storm.
Two easy wins then.
Too easy, yeah. They should win them two based on the way Storm and Roosters are playing at the moment.
Yeah, definitely, mate. So... in saying that, this weekend, mate, first up, we've got Thursday night at Downtown Lotto Land, the Manly Warringah Seagulls.
Mate, just before we do our tips, mate, a little shout-out to me and you. I know you didn't enter them physically on the Sports Castle tipping comp, mate, but we actually correctly tipped 8 out of 8 last week, mate.
Mate, that's why they pay us the big bucks to do the show.
That's right, mate. I see a few of those hanger-oners, Xavier and... Drew and a few other likes in the competition. Sniffles, I think they need to listen in a bit harder and try and make up that gap, mate.
Yeah, mate, exactly right. So, yeah, as I said to you, I've given up on entering my tips. I had a couple of glitches earlier in the year where tips didn't go in when I tried to enter them along with my super coach and I cracked it. So what I give you on the podcast is as good as you're going to get. So that's what you can measure me by. But very good, mate. 8 out of 8. As I said to someone else that I was talking to about this, mate, you put enough monkeys in a room with enough typewriters, eventually a couple of them will whack out some sentences.
Yeah, that's right, mate. That's right.
All right, mate. Thursday night at Lotto Land, 7:50 kickoff. Manly host the North Queensland Cowboys. Obviously, both sides affected by Origin. Sees a few reshuffles, mate.
It does, mate. It does. Obviously, the Trbojevic's have been outstanding for Manly, but obviously they keep the services of Cherry Evans. The Cowboys have Scott, I believe, and if he beats the charge, and obviously Thurston for the first time in many years playing. And with that, mate, it's going to be hard, but I reckon I'm going to go the Sea Eagles in a close one, mate.
Yeah, mate. If it wasn't for Golden Point, I'd nearly tip a draw in this one. It's I don't think I'll be straining myself to. Well, actually, I won't even be watching it because I'll be on a plane. But
The hour games this week, mate.
Yeah, mate. There's not much on offer this week, so yeah, it'd be very interesting. But yeah, so Mate, I'll go with Manly as well, just purely the home ground advantage there at Lotto Land or Brookie. Not that it's much of a advantage at the moment. Next up, mate, is the Friday game at 7:50. We see two of the form sides over recent weeks, mate. The South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Cronulla Sharks will clash. Both sides significantly affected by Origin. So South have got Adam Doohey at fullback now. He's about their third fullback in the last 5 weeks. They're obviously missing Gagai as well, and Damien Cook. So it says Robbie Farah return, mate. I thought he was dead.
He's back.
So that's certainly a change. And then we've also got the Sharks, probably not as heavily affected by Origin as they have been in previous years, mate.
Just what, Val Holmes?
Val Holmes is the only one, mate. Andrew Fifita, interestingly enough, named in jersey 16 this week, so I'm not sure what that's about.
He was injured last week, wasn't he?
He's named in jersey 16 but listed in the starting lineup between 7 and 9. So I don't know whether number 8 doesn't fit him anymore. He might have a few too many pies on his week off. Our mate Ziggy's on the sideline for this one, mate. He's been demoted.
There's only 4 games, mate.
And Angus Crichton obviously is out as well, getting his call up for his Origin debut.
Yeah, mate. This is third versus fourth, but it's not really anything to get excited about.
I don't know. I can't wait to see the Burgess brothers go against Fifita and Matt Pryor. They've all been playing really well, mate. So might be a bit of a bash 'em up sort of effort and. There's plenty to like in the back lines. Robert Jennings and Campbell Graham have been on fire. Jesse Ramian was on fire last week. So, look, it has potential, but whether or not everyone executes is going to be the question. And then, obviously, Wade Graham got the judiciary challenge tonight as well. So that was the other thing to notice. So I'm a bit surprised Luke Lewis got away with what he got away with, but that's a whole other kettle of fish.
How is Caelan Ponga's head? Has he found it yet?
Yeah, I'm not sure, mate, but... Yeah, anyway, mate, I'll go with the Sharks in this one just because South are missing a few. I don't think there'll be too much in it, but, yeah, I'll go with the Sharks after seeing the points they put on the Knights on the weekend.
Mate, this is going to be like the first one we haven't agreed on, I reckon, in a few weeks. I'm going to stick with the home side, the Rabbitohs, mate.
Mate, that is dead set. That is your moneymaker quote, the home side. Yeah, I'll stick with the home side.
I'll stick with the home side. The home side will get a rare win in this one, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how you go with the next one, mate. Saturday... at 7:30 at ANZ Stadium, the Parramatta Eels host the Newcastle Knights. It's Spoon Bowl.
The 3-time defending Spoon Premiers versus the favourites.
Yeah, mate, so a couple of changes here. Corey Norman is out, so Bevan French goes to fullback. Big Josh Hoffman in on the wing. I know he said Ryan then. That would have been a big winger. Nathan Brown has been named... on the extended bench as he's a potential return from injury. Nathan Ross is out injured, even though but managed to escape suspension. So Corey Dennis comes into the centres. And Herman Sasa is suspended, so Jacob Lilliman comes in up front for him. Not too significant a change. Obviously, the roster will be a bit of a loss, but Corey Dennis has been doing a pretty good job in New South Wales Cup. How do you see this one playing out, mate?
This is going to be dour, mate. I'm not got any confidence. I flipped a coin earlier and it landed on the Knights, so I'm going to go with the Knights, mate.
It's happened twice this week. There's only 4 games and we've been split on 2 of them already. I'm going to go with Parramatta.
Come on.
I just can't tip the Knights after what I saw last week. I'm not far off with Parramatta either, but they've at least showed some glimpses in the last couple of weeks, but... Yeah, mate, I've got to stick by the reason I slid the Knights down my power ranking so heavily. So, yeah, I'll go with Parramatta to win this one at home at ANZ. Final match of the round, mate, sees the Sydney Roosters host the West Tigers. Roosters have got a few out with Origin. Tedesco, Mitchell, Cordner and Napa. Big Fergie Ferg, the Prince of Bacardi Breezes, goes to fullback. We see... Joey Manu coming to the centres and Daniel Tupou returns on the wing. And Matt Ikavalu will also debut on the other wing. And we also see Victor Radley escalate into the starting side. with Liu going back to lock, and big Frank Paul Nuasala back on the bench, mate.
He's back.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Tigers' mate Elijah Taylor moves dummy half with Jacob Little injured, and Eisenhuth comes in at lock. Your man, Josh the Grub Reynolds, still in jersey 15.
Yeah, well, he's not going to push Benji out, mate, when he's throwing 25-metre try-assists.
No look, double-man cut-out passes that hit blokes on the tip. Yeah, you can't ask for much more than that. I think he's just trying to show up his little brother.
Yeah, that's right, mate, that's right. This promises to be a good game, mate. Is this at the footy stadium or is this on the Central Coast?
This is at Allianz Stadium. They played at the Central Coast last week, mate.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's actually, they won last week, didn't they? That's rare. They don't have a very good record down there. But, mate, I'm going to, the salary caps on Brero Roosters, mate, I'm going to stick with them based on Kronk being in.
Yeah, mate, the fact they've got their halves there, Ferguson's been doing a good job, so I think he'll do well at fullback. They'll be a little bit lighter on the edges, so maybe look for Big Noffa or Corey Thompson as the first try scorer. I reckon the Tigers might even lead this one at halftime, but the Roosters will have too much firepower and come home. Obviously, the remaining teams, the Broncos, the Raiders, the Bulldogs, the Titans, the Storm, the Panthers, the Dragons and the Warriors all have the bye. And that's, mate, a wrap of National Rugby League action. We might jump along now, mate. I believe you've done a bit of research on this one this week. The Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League, mate. The A-grade competition. We'll just have a look at the A-grade competition, trying to do a bit of an express episode due to commitments for you and I this week. Mate, you've got some scores, so I'll let you go through. Fire away.
The old Qatar Bears, 14, mate, got beaten by the competition favourites, Belmont, 28.
Mate, can I just ask, what are you basing the fact that Belmont are the competition favourites on?
I just based on having the experienced NRL captain coach, mate.
Yeah, mate, I would say, that, like I said last week, Shortland are probably the favourites to win the comp, but you're exactly right, Belmont did beat Qatar there. Former Lakes first grader Scott Hartley and Jake Briggs, the man we mentioned last week, got another try. So a couple of names to watch out for there. Belmont South bouncing back from their last up loss to the Terrace.
Yeah, with that, mate, the Terrace had another win, mate. Another win. 46-14 over Cardiff.
Yeah, mate, it was a big one there for Big Brooke Roach, our man with the ponytail got across the stripe again, and Billy Green threw it 5-8 with a double. Luke Young for Cardiff, former teammate of Jake Briggs, that we just touched on out at Macquarie. He scored a try. People might know the surname Young in Newcastle League circles. Brother Mick obviously played for Newcastle. Mick's wife Beck is in the Australian Gillaroo side, and Mick's sister Emma is also, and Mick and Luke's sister Emma is also in the Gillaroo side. So,
mate,
pretty solid family, that one.
There's connections everywhere, mate.
Mate, that's exactly right. Yeah,
Sean, you're not a Young.
No, very much not, mate. Have you seen me? I can't catch cold.
Oh, well, you said it, not me.
Mate, although I did hear a whisper that you were thinking about following down the path of Hannah Mouncey so that you get onto the women's seven circuit. Is that true?
Well, she did it, so I might have a crack too in the off-season, mate, once the reference finished for the year.
She was 6'4" and 100 kilos, though, not 5'2" and 80.
Yeah, it's all right. I can run rings around it.
I don't want to know what you and Hannah Nancy get up into in your private time is completely up to you, mate. Anyway, next up, what do we got?
Shorty Devils, mate, the second favourites to take out the comp, 29 over Nora Creek, I believe 16, mate.
That's correct, mate. Big Chris Marlborough with a double there. Theorem Pearson.
Mate, he seems to be getting a shout out every week.
He does, mate. He's my man. We'll be doing an interview with him in a couple of weeks. Don't you worry. I've been. I actually had to go onto the Newcastle and Hunter site, and they didn't have anybody point scorers on this one or anything, so they've dropped the ball there. Managed to have a chat to Marlborough, and he's told me he scored 2 tries, so it could be wrong. And Theorem Pearson with the ice of the field goal there, former Curry first grader and Queensland Cup player, to get Shorty that 13-point margin to wrap it up against former leaders Dora Creek. So Shorty now go equal with Dora Creek on the top of the ladder.
Yeah, nice.
So
is Belmont sitting in third?
Yeah, so they're all equal on competition points, mate. It's just for and against, and there's not too much between the three of them. So, again, that'll sort of settle down as we go along, and when they clash again or someone's upset, I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah, and with that, mate, the new boys, I believe. Stockton have come up into the A grade. They've had a first up win over Fingal in what seems to be an absolute cracker, mate. 24-22.
Yeah, mate. They're at Lynn Oval on Sunday. Jordan Phillips at fullback got the double. And the laser boot of Warren Towers for Stockton was the difference, mate. It was just conversion. So Stockton 4 tries, 4 conversions. Fingal Bay 4 tries, 3 conversions. And the old Bombies dropped the result there and Stockton got their first win. So looking at the ladder, it's actually technically Stockton on top of the ladder, mate. I do correct myself because they carry their points from the B grade up. So they're undefeated on 8 competition points.
Yeah, nice.
So mate, Belmont South are almost out of the top 4, mate.
Oh, mate, they'll come back, mate.
Yeah,
they'll be right.
Good test this weekend, but I might jump into this weekend's footy. Cardiff host Dora Creek on Friday night at Cardiff Oval. I will take a punt and say that's a good chance of being the Bar TV match of the round, mate. So that'll certainly be one to have a listen to. The dulcet tones of Paul Arundel likely commentating on that one, Newcastle Hunter Rugby League Zone. That should be a cracker, mate. Who are you going in for there, the Cobras or the Swampies?
Mate, based on the fact that they're sitting equal top rung of the ladder, mate.
Equal second.
Or whatever they are, they're up there, mate. They're the fourth competition favourites. I'm going to stick with Dora Creek in a, I don't know if it's an upset. It's away from home result, mate.
Yeah, mate. I'll go with the Swampies as well. I think Dora Creek will be too strong for Cardiff. Mate, I just love that you've got like 9 favourites for an 18 comp. It's great. Next up, Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock at downtown Fingal Bay Oval. Fingal Bay host the in-form Shorty Devils, led by favourite of the show, Chris Marlborough.
Yeah, nice, mate. I was actually chatting to one of the bench players from Fingal last week at the Groper Dome, and he was very much enjoying the transition over. His rugby name was Erasmus Van Zyl, but off air, you told me he has a different name playing league, so I'm not sure what that's about.
That's what he's coming up in the program under a different name, so we might have given away his secret identity. I'm not sure, mate.
Different alias for different codes.
Yeah, exactly right. Mate, I just want to ask, was he having a few refreshing ales on Saturday by any chance? Is that maybe the reason that they lost? Is this a controversy that we're breaking here on Sportscastle?
He could have, mate. He was enjoying the women's day up at the bay last weekend. He was floating around in amongst the tables. So, yeah, that could have been
the reason, mate. As Tews would say, there's got to be an investigation. The people of Fingal Bay won't stand for this.
No, there's normally a 48-hour drink-free policy at Fingal Bay, so I'm not sure what's going on there, mate.
Yeah, exactly right. So, mate, yeah, I'll be going the Devils in this one. Who are you going for?
Yeah, mate, I'm going to stick with Shortland. I think they're cruising along nicely, mate.
Lovely, mate. Next up, Raymond Terrace. They will host... sorry, mate, I've just lost it here. Raymond Terrace will host Katara.
Based off last week, mate, had another big win, the old Terrace boys against the Diff, and I reckon they'll carry on and get the chocolates against the Bears.
Yeah, mate, they've had a couple of good wins at home. I think they'll pip Katara, but not by as much as many might expect, mate. But, get down to Sportsbet or the Footy Tab and get on Brooke Roach anytime try score. I'd pay him big money as a prop, but getting across the stripe plenty, the big fella, letting everyone see that age is not something that's going to weary him. Final match of the round, mate. The boys, the new boys, the A-grade Stockton, another home game. Host your favourites, mate, led by captain coach Cade Snowden. The Belmont South Rabbitohs, mate, ladder leaders versus the Rabbitohs languishing in fourth place.
Yeah, match of the round, mate. Match of the round. Stockton obviously have their tails up. They're undefeated. They've come up from B grade and they're still whooping teams, mate. So
I don't know if they whooped them. They got out of jail by 2 points, mate. Settle down.
They whooped them, mate. They're killing it. They're at home. Lynn Oval, it's a graveyard. I'm going to stick with the home team and get the result that they need, mate.
Yeah, mate. Well, here we go. That'll do me. You've called Belmont South your competition favourites and you've gone and tipped against them, and I'm tipping them. So I'll go to the Bunnies to get this one done in a very physical encounter, mate.
It's going to be a draw, mate. It's going to be a draw. 25 all.
That's a random scoreline. Field goals. Next you'll tell me that Ben Tupou and Cade Snowden will kick the field goals too. Dear me. Moving along, mate. We said we're going to do this express. So Group 21, mate, the results from the weekend. Singleton 42, Denman 24. Mate, what an upset.
Yeah, it was, mate. It was. I don't think anyone was predicting that.
Mate, the Greyhounds, first win of the season, really livens up that battle for fourth spot. So, yeah, certainly interesting, mate. In other games, Greta Brankston, 18, lost to Scone, 36, but a much improved showing from the Colts. And Aberdeen, probably the one that we tipped as the match of the round, was the biggest flogging of all. Aberdeen, 48, Musselbrook, 16. That's twice Aberdeen's knocked off Musselbrook now, mate. So, yeah.
Didn't show up, did they, mate?
No, mate. Liam Foran just doing the job, mate. Maybe the Bulldogs should swap him for Kieran.
Yeah, well, Bulldogs got pretty lackluster attack. So.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Aberdeen and Scone sitting nicely up the top after last week's results, mate. Be a bit of a buffer. I was pretty sure you said last week, I think Musselbrook's still got that game
in hand. Yeah, Musselbrook and Denman have that game in hand, mate. So. They currently sit, I think, 4 points clear, and then you've got Musselbrook back there, then a significant gap back to Denman on, what are they, on 4 points, Singleton on three, and Greta on one. So, mate, there's not that much that separates them. So, Greta Brankston, I mean, we had Troy Lowry and Mick Deacon from the club on one of our sports shorts last week, and, yeah, they've said that they're still aiming for those semi-finals. So, the comp's a long way from over. We're, you know, only not quite halfway through, so... If they can get a couple of wins together, as Denman Singleton showed on the weekend against Denman, it can be done. Yeah, mate, anything's possible, but they'll have their work cut out for them. Jumping into this week's rounds, mate, Denman will be looking to bounce back, and they'll have their work cut out for them by coming up against equal leaders Scone on Saturday, 4:40 at Denman Oval. Can you see the Devils upsetting the Thoroughbreds here, mate?
Nah, mate. I think Scone and Aberdeen pretty much have a mortgage on that top two at the moment, and I think they'll stay there. And with that, mate, I'm going to tip Scone in a big win.
Yeah, me too, mate. I think they'll be comfortable there. Greta next up, host Aberdeen, Sunday, 2 o'clock at Greta Central Oval. Please tell me you're tipping the home team.
Nah, mate, I can't see it happening. I think, as I said in the previous... I think Aberdeen and Scone, even though they're away, they're playing nicely at the moment, mate. Greta much improved last week. Maybe your little chat off there or on the pod sparked the coach into action, mate. But, yeah, I can't see him winning this one.
No, I think they're just having a few blokes return. I'd love to take the credit, mate, but I don't think a 15-minute meet-up in Guitara Maccas is going to be the inspiration behind turning their season around. final match of the round, mate. Singleton versus Musselbrook, Sunday, 2 o'clock at Pirtek Park, mate. I think that Musselbrook will bounce back in a big fashion here from their loss to Aberdeen. Singleton might have a bit of false hope here, and I think that Musselbrook are going to put some points on them to make it three away winners from three games.
I'm going to go the home team, mate. I think their tails will be up after last week, and yeah, I think I'm going to stick with Singer, mate. A bit of a local derby there. And, yeah, I think they'll get the job done at home.
Yeah, well, there you go, mate. I guess time will tell. Plenty of good Group 21 action in Denman, Greta and Singleton on the weekend. If you're up and about those parts for the first weekend of June, make sure you get on down, mate, as we tip into the true rugby league season of winter.
Right, it's upon us soon, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, this weekend, so not far away at all. Next up, mate, we'll jump into the real NRL action thanks to the Rugby League Academy. A few interesting results on the weekend. So certainly livened up the ladder. Start off with Lakes 20, Central 18. Former Tigers low grader Taua Matatahafa. One try, four goals, a crucial penalty goal at the end to seal the win for the Seagulls against the Butcher Boys. Special mention for Sean Metcalf getting across for a double for Central.
Yeah, I think I correctly tipped that one, mate, so I was pretty happy about that.
You did, mate. But, well done.
Yeah, they're probably, as I think we said last week, they're cruising along nicely. Lakes, they're not sort of, you know, one of the more fancy teams, but they seem to be getting the job done, mate.
No, exactly right, mate. Next up, Cessnock 22 defeated South 12. Personal haul to 5-8. Callan Edwards of 14 points, 2 tries and 3 goals. Interestingly enough, no Chanel Matiatia or Riley Brown playing, and Paul Carter moved out of the halves to lock. Seems to be a winning combination for the Guanas.
Yeah, Coach Lantry was happy to get the win, mate. 5 or 6 regular first graders out, he was quoted as saying. So they'll be happy to get that win. South's obviously not doing a lot at the moment. Just that solid win, one solid win. So
yeah, mate.
Yeah, mate. Maybe it's the spark they needed, mate, the old Goannas.
Yeah, I guess we'll see this weekend. I think they take on Lakes, which will be an interesting one. But next up, mate, Curry 26 beat Macquarie 24. Those two guys we touched on as the leading try scorers in the competition. Reed Ulchin, second row for Curry, got a try, and Matt Simon a double, so that'll put him in the outright lead of the try scorers race for the moment. Mate, a few injuries for both sides. Jade Porter missed the game with an ankle injury, possibly needing surgery, I'm told. While Macquarie went down a second halfback after having Sumner out. Hinton went down with a knee injury, and also one of the Briggs brothers was injured as well, mate. So a few concerns there for an already depleted Macquarie squad. I'd say Adam Bettridge will be nervous coach during the week waiting on scan results.
Yeah, I'm sure he will, mate. Bulldogs led 14-12 at half time and 26-12. So I suppose he'd be happy that he got back in it, but obviously any coach worth anything, mate, you know, wouldn't be happy with the loss, even with injuries. But just shows what a hard place to go Curry is to play against at home, mate.
Yeah, they're a much improved side, mate. And for them to get the 2 points without Porter is a pretty good result.
The ladder on their own now, mate.
That they are, mate. The final match, mate, as we correctly tipped, West 30, Maitland 16. There was no sign of Chad Redmond, as was rumoured in the press, and for Maitland, it looks like that contract saga is still ongoing. For West, Ryan Walker, 3 tries. Sam Keenan, a try and 4 goals. And great to see Ryan Stigg back on the paddock, mate. What a story that is. He kicked a goal as well. West also welcomed back Witty Baker, who's come back home from the Queensland Cup. So, mate, they were bolstered by the returns of Stigg and Baker there, certainly adding to their side.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, West are always there or thereabouts, and obviously there's been a bit of media the last couple of weeks suggesting that Matt Lantry is severely under pressure, mate. But as we've said, if you turn up in this comp, mate, on your day, like Maitland probably were fancied to win, but, you know, West got the job done. They've obviously got 3 good signings in there too, so
yep.
I think they'll be there or thereabouts come up. Crunch time of the year, mate. They're a good team.
You're a very brave man to write West off until they're, you know, a complete impossibility of making finals football. And it's been a while since I can last remember them not making the finals. So, mate, this weekend we're going to round 6, and an interesting little novelty in the draw, even though everyone hasn't played everyone yet, sees a repeat of fixtures from a few weeks ago. I think the weekend of maybe the Jets grand finals. They're only going back about 4 weeks. 3 or 4 weeks. So we've got Cessnock hosting Lakes at Cessnock Sports Ground. All games Saturday, 3:30 this week, mate. How do you see this one shaping up?
I think this one will be up there with the best matches of the round, mate. I think it'll be really close, but I'm going to have to tip against my boys this week, mate, and I'm going to tip Cessnock in a very close one.
Yeah, right, mate. I'll just dare to be different, mate. As a former Seagull myself, I'm going to go with the boys this week to get the job done and continue to build on what's been an impressive season. Hard thing for Lakes at the moment is just knowing about who they're going to have available each week with New South Wales Cup commitments for the likes of Junior Rockhika, and a couple of others are on the fringe there, so I guess we will wait and see. Second off the ramp is South hosting Macquarie. Probably a good opportunity here for South to maybe chalk their second win of the season, mate, if they're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, I think,
Macquarie only just got home last time, so it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, mate, I think South's probably, you know, they've probably been disappointed with what they've dished out so far, but I think back at home they'll have their tails up, mate, but I'm going to go the away team in this one. I think Macquarie will get the job done by about 10 points.
Yeah, no worries, mate. I'll go with the Scorps as well there. I think Adam Bettridge have these guys tuned up, though. There's no doubt Ben Cross is starting to realise how crucial another couple of losses will see. If they reach the midpoint of the season with only one win, it's going to be a very steep slope to come back to top four football. Next up, mate, the Bar TV match of the round is the Maitland Pumpkin Pickers hosting Central Butcher Boys. Maitland Sports Ground. Central will be very disappointed not to have chalked the win last week, and Maitland letting the equal competition lead slip.
Yeah, mate, I don't know. This is going to be worth the price of admission alone, mate. Another one up there, probably. Yeah, well, they're saying it's match of the round. I think Cessnock Lakes will be match of the round. But, mate, I'm going to go Central. Might be a bit of an upset, but I think the old super coach will have them fired up this week.
Your man Barney Miller.
Yes, friend of the show, mate.
Yeah, look, I think Maitland will be smarting from that loss last week. They'll be looking to make up for the last time they played Central up there. Second time they've played at Maitland, actually, which is interesting in that Central did get the points last time. So, yeah, I'll have the pickers in this one, mate. And then you said that you thought Cessnock Lakes was matched around. This next one from mine was matched around, and that's Curry hosting West. Curry Sports Ground, mate. West a much improved side with the inclusion of the likes of Stig. Curry, as you said, the ladder leaders.
Yeah, they are, mate. They'll be hopefully get some good news, I suppose, with Porter, with hopefully he's out but not too long. West obviously much improved, got their big signing, mate. I'm going to tip West in probably an upset in this one.
Mate, you think everything you tip's an upset. Settle down.
Well, Curry at home at the graveyard, they don't lose very often, and I think West are going to bounce on after last week, and I wouldn't be surprised to see West make a serious climb up the ladder over the next month or so, mate.
Mate, they can't climb too far. They're only one win behind second.
Yeah, that's all right. They're going to go from...
Yeah, you're right, mate. I'm just throwing out. Yeah, mate. I'm going to go with the Maggots, as they're colloquially known here, mate. I think they'll be too strong for the Bulldogs, especially aside without Jay Porter. But yeah, so certainly be very interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing how their new look spine with Keenan and Stig in the halves and Walker, I think, playing at fullback, proceeds for them. Plenty of promise there. Crazy to think they had all those blokes on deck. They brought in Ryan Stig to replace Jade Porter. Mate, so many options in the halves. West, it promises to be a cracking weekend of footy. Plenty of footy up in the Coalfields, and only Towns and Oval hosting it down in the Newcastle area. Next up, mate, we might just have a quick look ahead to the Origin series, mate. We did skip that when we talked about the NRL before. First up, obviously, the slide tackle king, Billy Slater. I hear he's retired from Origin to focus on a career in soccer, so he can dive and slide in feet first.
Yeah, might get a job in the back four at Melbourne Victory, mate.
Maybe, mate. He won't get a run at the Jets. Although him and Roy might get along real well.
Yeah, well, they're looking for a striker, aren't they? So he could play up front for us. We've got 10 weeks without him, so...
Yeah, mate, you're probably allowed to bite people's ears in soccer too. Bring James Graham with him.
Yeah, Laurie can keep him on a leash. Yeah. Mate, I think the Origin teams, I think we've obviously spoken a little bit about it off air. I think New South Wales have picked mostly blokes that inform.
I think both sides have gone fairly in form. Couple of little light question marks, obviously Maguire and Morgan. Maguire have obviously been out injured, but mate, he's a proven performer, so I'm pretty happy that they've picked him. And I think that, obviously a few injury concerns over a couple of players. But outside of that, no massive bolters or shocks. I mean, there's a lot of debutants there across the two sides. But like I said, yeah, no one that screams out at you and you sort of just go, you know, it's an outrage that he got picked, or a massive outrage that anyone missed out.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Yeah, as you said, I think Maguire's probably a question mark. Obviously, Papali was playing New South Wales Cup or that equivalent only a couple of weeks ago.
It was about 6 weeks ago, and he's been in absolutely fighting form ever since.
And Hess, you know, he's a good young player, Cohen Hess, but obviously in a struggling team, probably hasn't hit the highs of previous seasons just yet. But
yeah, mate, again, yeah. You've been a bit of a harsh marker there. I think he's certainly still earned his spot. I can't see anyone that I would have picked in front of him.
Oh, you could have got a run, mate, I reckon. You're from the, up that way, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from Kempsey, mate. That's in Queensland. Just ask the captain.
That's right.
Yeah, mate. So we'll get into Origin a little bit more as game one comes upon us.
Well, you'll be away for it, mate.
Yeah, I will. I will indeed, actually. So we probably need to put in a tip, mate.
Give us a tip, mate. Man of the match. First try scorer.
Mate, calm down. New South Wales will win 1-12, mate, that one.
New South Wales 1-12, yeah. I think they'll get the job done. I think our man, Lateral Mitchell, will be the first try scorer.
Lateral.
Yeah, sideways Mitchell. And I think the man of the match will be none other than the oldest player in New South Wales, Jimmy Maloney.
Yeah, so how much New South Wales going to win by, mate? You didn't manage to tip that.
1-12.
1-12. Mate, I'm going to go with Valentine Holmes as the first try scorer.
He's on fire at the moment.
He is, mate. If he played the Knights every week, he'd finish the season with 80 tries. And man of the match, I am going to go with... I'm going to go with young James Tedesco. The hot sauce nice. Will step up, mate. So that's where I'm going there. We might move along because we're already pushing up towards the hour mark, mate. You've been gibbering well here tonight. FFA Cup, mate, action is next weekend. As we said, there is four games there, so we'll just fire through. Just a quick tip, mate. Don't need to go too in-depth here. 10 o'clock out there, all games at the Lake Macquarie Regional Football Facility. 10 o'clock next Saturday. I believe it's the 9th of June. Edgeworth host Hamilton, mate. I'll be going the Eagles in this one.
Yeah, I agree.
The Rosebuds host the Magic, mate. How do you say that one at 12:30?
I'm going to tip the Adamstown in an upset, mate.
You love, mate, the upset. You're loving that word today. I'm going to go with the Magic, mate. Next up, Port United take on Lambton FC. Obviously, Port United, Port Macquarie side. Lambton FC being the Jaffers.
Yeah, Jaffers, mate.
Yeah, and finally, Boambi, the Boambi Bombers from just out of Coffs Harbour take on the Charlestown City Blues, led by the angry man himself, Lubo Milicevic.
Yeah, I'm going to go with our man Lubo, mate. Charlestown.
Yeah, mate. Lubo will win or bash their coach crying. Can't wait.
Lubo's house is back.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. All right, we'll run through the NPL action. We might skip the goal scorers this week just because it's been a pretty long one already and we were trying to do an express podcast. Jaffers 2, Lake Macquarie 1, Edgeworth 1, Valentine 0. Broadmeadow 0-0 with Maitland FC. The Jets youth getting the upset, mate, over Charlestown City Blues 1-0 up at Whitebridge there. And finally, Hamilton Olympic coming back to beat Western 2-1. So that sees 11 rounds of action in the bank. We're at the halfway point. So it sees Edgeworth the leaders, mate, by 2 points from Broadmeadow. And then a point gap to Charlestown, another point to Lambton who jumped Maitland. Adamstown, Hamilton and the Jets, 14-13-13. Mate, you're not going to see finalists come out of those bottom, the top four side come out of those bottom three, I don't think. Western, Lake Macquarie and Valentine. Western on 9, Lake Macquarie and Valentine, 7 points adrift of 8th and 12 points adrift of 4th.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see the semis come out of the bottom four, mate. The Jets can't make it either. So, yeah, it's really Jets. Anyone above the Jets to make.
Why can't the Jets make it, mate?
They don't qualify for semi-finals.
Oh, are you certain of that? I just thought they didn't qualify for...
They're a development team, mate. So,
I just thought they didn't qualify for promotions and couldn't be relegated.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, they play in the comp and, yeah, that's a bit why Lubo was throwing a few non-handshakes around, mate, because he wasn't overly happy that they were parking the bus as a development side when they got the... goal that was the winner.
Well, mate, that's soccer. They're developing how to park buses.
Yeah, they could go and play for Man United.
Yeah, exactly. Well, mate, parking them buses didn't get them anywhere either. Are they ineligible to win?
Yeah, that's right. Well, they sit second. Jose's apparently happy with that, but that's for another pod, mate.
I would point out to you that no one remembers who comes second, but you wouldn't know about that, mate.
Yeah, that's right. That's South Africa. Right.
Edgeworth hosts Lambton to start round 12 of NPL action, mate. 2:30 on Saturday at Jack McLaughlin Oval. How do you see this one, mate?
This is going to be a very good game, mate.
Match of the round.
Slowly building, and I'm going to tip a draw.
Yep, well done, sitting on the fence. I'm going to go with the Jaffers, mate. I'm going to go with the Jaffers for the upset, as you'd call it.
Oh, the away team. That's you can't do that.
Next up, Adamstown Rosebud host the Newcastle Jets youth, mate. Pretty crucial game for the Rosebuds.
Yeah, much improved Adamstown Rosebuds, mate. Ben Kelly's coming into a league of his own.
Mate, Ben Kelly for Prime Minister.
Yeah. Nuitali out, Ben Kelly in.
Yeah, she's not the Prime Minister, but close enough.
Jets youth, mate. They've obviously had their little trip away, and they've, you know, Laurie's got them playing very good compared to football, mate. 1-0.
Bit of a bonding trip, mate, or bondage, one of the two. I'm not sure what those soccer boys get up to. We might have to ask your mate.
I wonder why the Hoff was over in Asia.
Yeah, well.
Mate, Adamstown's obviously improving. Jets are improving. I'm going to have to stay with my form and go with the home team, mate, in a close one.
Yeah, lovely, mate. The Rosebuds there to win. I'll go with them as well. Next up, Charlestown City looking to bounce back, hosting a somewhat improved Hamilton Olympic side. Can Olympic continue their run? Your man, are you backing him to hit the back of the net this week or what?
Yeah, which one, mate? Smith or Cooper?
Mate, I didn't know Smith had become your man. I mean, you're turning into a bit of a slut, mate. You've got a lot of men.
Friend of the show, mate, as we like to say.
Yeah, we'll take all the friends we can get, mate. That's why we're on radio and not on TV with heads like ours.
That's right. This is a good game, another good game, mate. I think Hamilton probably need to keep winning, otherwise they'll lose touch with that top four. And I'm going to stick with them to get the win, mate. I'm going to go Hamilton in maybe what's probably an upset.
Mate, that'll do me. I'm going to ban you from using certain words, so. Mate, I'm going to go the draw here. I don't often tip a draw, but I just think Charlestown a little bit down on confidence. Hamilton, the young side, will probably lead early and Charlestown to get a late equaliser. Next up, Broadmeadow host Lake Macquarie. Mate, Lake Macquarie looked like they were going really well after about four or five rounds, and then they've just fallen off an absolute precipice. Mate, Broadmeadow, by how many?
Yeah, three, I reckon.
It was a rhetorical question, but thank you for answering it. So both going the Magic there. Final match of the round, mate, sees the Western Workers Bears take on the Maitland FC Magpies at Rockwell Automotive Park at the 4th of the 2:30 Sunday games. Mate, it's a soccer fest on Sunday. There's not much else on Sunday, so get around that.
Lucky Bar TV is streaming these games, mate, otherwise I'd miss them.
Mate, lucky you've got four TVs on the big money that you got at your new job.
It's the missus' birthday on Sunday, mate, so I'll have to watch the replay when I get home.
Mate, she loves soccer. She's English.
Yeah, she does. She loves the Orns.
Love a dour game of soccer.
Yeah, mate. Well, Western aren't a very impressive team to watch, mate. They love their low scoring. And with that, mate, I am going to go with the favourites. I'm going to go Maitland to win.
I love that you've just appointed yourself as the person who decides who's the favourite and who's not. I love it. I'm going to go to the Magpies as well, mate. It's a bit of a local derby, the two Coalfield sides there coming head-to-head. It's a bit interesting in that regard. I've never really noticed it before. There's only the two sort of sides from up in the Coalfields, mate, in that competition. So, mate, certainly some good matchups there. Might move on, mate. Newcastle and Hunter Rugby Union.
Oh, mate, just touch on the new FM League.
We'll get to that. Just hold your horses, would you?
All right, we'll talk about rugby then.
Follow the program. Newcastle and Hunter Rugby, mate. What happened on the weekend? Where were you? You're up at Nelson Bay enjoying the festivities and chatting up A-grade Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League players.
I was, mate, and there was some good rugby to boot. Nelson Bay got the win, 57-0 over Singleton. I know it was very one-sided by the look of the score, but Singo played well. They hit hard. They had a couple of held-ups, and actually there was one passage of play. They had 15 phases, and yeah, on the 15th phase, they decided to throw to the Fijian fullback who politely ran 85 metres untouched and scored for the Bay.
Can you just confirm how far away you were when he grounded the ball?
When he caught the ball?
No, when he grounded the ball, mate.
When he scored, I was right next to him.
How much of a head start, Jav?
come. I was 30 metres behind him, but once he got about 30 clear and no one was coming, he pretty much walked over the line, so it gave me a chance to catch my breath and catch up.
Good, honestly, I do like too, mate. I was told by, you know, a somewhat reliable source that it was an excellent refereeing display. It's good to hear you are modest about your own refereeing.
Yeah, off there. Thanks for that, mate.
Nothing like me to throw you under the bus, mate. Can I just ask, mate, too, I noticed Chad Northcott wearing jersey number 25 on the weekend, mate. Has he let himself go a bit? What's going on there?
No, he's very pint-sized old Chaddy Northcott.
The 10's not too big for him.
Sure. Maybe there's a curse on the 10 jersey because they've had a couple of 10s already this year, but yeah, I'm not sure why that jersey was out, but yeah, he was definitely wearing that.
Yeah, comfortable in there for the Bay. Sees them get leapfrog Wanderers back into second place. Mate, plenty of points on offer in the rugby on the weekend. Next up, Maitland at 69, University 5. Chris Logan, mate, not bad. Like, I mean, there was plenty of tries there, but managed to get four tries. Not a bad effort. It'll earn him a nominee in our next segment, the Man of the Week, mate. Big Travis Brook got over the stripe for a good try as well. Plenty of try scorers there. And Charlie Mortimer returns from what I believe was a week suspension and picks up a meat pie on his return for University.
Yeah, nice, mate. Yeah, I'm not sure really what's going on there at uni. I obviously had them the week before, and yeah, they obviously come up against the Red Hot Hawks team that day, and obviously Maitland similar on the weekend, mate. Chris Logan, as you rightly said, was very impressive with four tries, obviously coming back from his week in camp with the country team the week before up at Singleton at God's Acre. And, yeah, I think Maitland will get a bit on a roll at the moment, mate, with Mr. Brook returning from that long layoff.
Yeah, they certainly look like they're hitting form, mate. Next up, we had Southern Beaches got out to a cracking lead against Hamilton, courtesy of Adrian Delore hat-trick, mate. Hamilton, they came back into it and took the late win, 36-24. Beaches did enough to claim one bonus point. They've been doing pretty well with getting their four try bonus points. Hamilton too strong.
Chris Ale got Poosie, as he's more formally known, as the got the match winner there, mate. He's in fine form since he's come back from Warringah first and second grade in the off season, mate. Lamont's 100th game, and the Hawks are drinking from the bird bath, mate. So they'll be all smiles over there at Passmore Oval this week at training.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. Next up, mate, Merriweather Carlton ran in an astounding 20 tries against Lake Macquarie. Lake Macquarie did have their captain and country representative, tight head prop Barcelona Lupamatalisa, mate. Go on, you can spit that one out. You know Barcelona.
Yeah, we're just calling Barcelona.
Yeah, beautiful. There's no other Barcelonas running around. He did get red carded, mate. I haven't managed to watch the highlights of that one due to some work commitments. Can you give me a bit of insight on what that may have been reported as sent off for?
It was just about 30 minutes into the first half. Tip tackle on the opposing skipper, Mr. Strawn, and he landed on sort of the top of his head from above the horizontal position, mate. So
no, yeah, just one of those ones, mate. By the textbook, it's a red card. So that's what happens. Them's the apples. Yeah,
didn't look very pretty. So I suppose we'll find out in Thursday's Herald if he got a suspension of some sort.
Can you tell me, has he recruited gun barrister Alan Logan, women's sport guru, as his lawyer?
As Alan Logan said a lot last week at the judiciary, I cannot confirm nor deny whether that is the case, mate.
Right. We'll have to, when we get away in a couple of weeks, mate, for our social catch-up to for your celebration, we'll have to maybe get Alan with a couple of beverages under his belt and get some truths.
Yeah, maybe we'll send some opinions on women's sport. Judiciary panel.
Yeah, a quick mention there, mate. A few hat-tricks, Reece Bray, Ethan Fowles and Sam Bright. Sam Bright, obviously, a bit similar to Simmons last week, mate. Got an absolute mozza of points. I think it works out to about 49 points. 49. Yeah, that's my calculation. 17 conversions out of 20, so that's 34 plus 15 for tries. Yeah, 49. Feel a bit short of half century. Not often blokes tick a half century in a game. So, very, very interesting one there. So, a lot of hard road.
Short in a game.
What's that?
How What's the most points you've scored in a game?
15 in a union game, mate.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, playing on the wheat wing for Beach's second grade many moons ago.
Yeah, nice.
Up at Marcellin. It was a cracking day. We had a back line that was bigger than their forward pack.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so. That's surprising, I know, mate. They were all just catch and put down. They nearly bombed two of those. So, mate, those results see, as I said, Merriweather opening up their lead at the top of the ladder. They've got a 4-point gap on Nelson Bay, who they have a game in hand on. Wanderers on 22, Hamilton 22, Maitland 20, and Beach is 15. A bit like we're talking about with the soccer before, those three bottom sides probably. Almost time to say goodnight. University, Singleton and Lake Macquarie would require a drastic turn of fortune, especially Lake Macquarie. They're on one competition point with an average losing margin of about 70 points. And it's not going to get any easier with the fixtures to come, mate, I don't believe. So this weekend we have a look at, I think all the games will be the Saturday 3 o'clock time slot. Mate, Hamilton hosts Lake Macquarie. Hamilton starting to build to some form. They'll be eyeing off triple figures at Passmore, mate, I would have thought.
Yeah, I reckon you're probably right. You know, it might be a chance. I don't know if they've got any injuries or anything like that, but it could be a chance to promote, you know, some young guys from their Colts who are killing it down there. And, yeah.
Mate, it's going to be a long day at the office, especially if Lake Macquarie are without their talisman skipper, Barcelona. Next up, mate. The Seahorses University host Merriweather Carlton. Speaking of long days at the office, I think the young pups of uni might have their work cut out for them here at Bernie Curran Oval there at the university.
Yeah, they love getting back on home, mate, on campus. But, yeah, Merriweather Carlton have beaten everyone they're playing at the moment, mate. They're playing an exciting brand of football, so should be a good show out there, mate. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of students out there watching the game with their eskies of beer like there was 2 weeks ago.
Of course, all in cans and meeting the liquor requirements of the Newcastle and Hunter Rugby Union, which is excellent. next up, mate, the you'll probably be able to correct me on the actual name of it. Is it the Tony Wonsie Shield or the Tony Wonsie Cup?
Yeah, I believe it's Shield. I think you're
right. Yeah, that's what I thought. Between Wanderers and Beaches, Tony Wonsie, a guy that you and I both I've known very well over time. I worked for Tony for a little bit when he had the Rain and Horn franchise there at Charlestown, mate, and he's been a good friend of your family. A lovely bloke who's done a lot for both those clubs. He was a stalwart playing at Wanderers and then pretty much gave the shirt off his back to the Southern Beaches club, including housing young blokes that came across and doing anything he could to help everyone and anyone at the club out, mate. So a great bloke who's had a bit of a tough time but still loves his rugby and loves getting down to the rugby, and I'm sure he'll be there at number two on Saturday as his old club plays against his club that he, I suppose, along with people like your old man, mate, he helped grow from not much.
Yeah, that's right, mate. And I was actually fortunate enough to be out there last year, and Beaches actually got the win. That was just after I got just massacred up at the Bay, mate. And, yeah, no, he was very... he's obviously come on tough times with his medical thing there, but he was very emotional on the day, and he doesn't like a lot of the limelight, old Tony, but he does manage to get himself to all the Beaches games, and yeah, he sits there in his chair and cheers on his boys, mate. So he'll be out there, and yeah, he'll be looking for a good game of footy here, I reckon.
Yeah, mate, I'm pretty disappointed that it's fallen when I am away. I really wanted to get down there, especially with Wands being the sole reason that I know my better half, mate. We met when I worked for Wands, so we were looking forward to trying to catch up with him. So we'll have to earmark one of the other Beaches games later in the year to go and see the great man. But I think, mate, with current form considered and Beaches' lack of 80-minute efforts, it might be his playing club as opposed to his adopted club that lifts the Wandsie Shield, mate.
Yeah, they'll be happy with the week off, mate, and I've heard it on good authority, Marlon Safuti is back from injury this weekend. I'm not sure if he's in first grade, but he'll be there or thereabouts on game day, mate.
Do you think we'll see him and VAR listed? I see Wanderers have released their team list already. Beaches haven't as of yet.
I think VAR will stick on the side there, mate. I think he'll just play and obviously coach. But
he can do everything. I saw him there. Friday, sweep. What's that, sorry?
all will be revealed in the big NHRU program on Friday, I suppose, when the team lists are revealed.
Yeah, well, as I said, Wanderers team's already in there, so Beaches maybe not far away. Mate, VAR is a man of many talents. We saw him there sweeping the stands at the sandpit the other day, mate. So he does a bit of everything around the club, which is great to see. Final match of the round, mate, sees you, mate, racking up the frequent flyer miles back up to Nelson Bay, mate. You really enjoyed the after-match festivities last week. So, mate, match of the round, Bar TV. Make sure you do your hair and makeup properly this week. Don't want Gareth criticising how your appearance is on the field. And, yeah, mate, they take each other on at Bill Strong Oval. Two sides that are much improved from last year.
Yeah, they are. I think Maitland, Maitland, carrying on, you know, obviously coach Ryan McCormack and his co-coach Mick Hickling, they've obviously been building for 3 or 4 years. They've recruited quite well. Obviously, the addition, as we said earlier, of Manu and So has been beneficial. I have to say,
a very trim-looking Willie So too, mate. Jeez, he's shredded some weight. He's looking good, the big fella.
He certainly has, mate. I did see his hashtag motto is Macs for Life. So,
I'm sure the big fella eats well. I know Willie pretty well from his junior days, and I don't think he's ever gone hungry. But mate, great to see that he is getting himself fit, because mate, he's always had almost untapped potential. So great to see him there at Maitland, looking fit and destroying opposition scrums on the daily.
Yeah, he certainly is, mate. He certainly is. And he'll be looking forward to getting up there to the Groper Dome, as more affectionately known. And
yes, mate.
Putting on a show for the boys, mate.
Mate, yeah. I think with Big Willie leading their set piece, I'm going to go with the Blacks to get that one done. And as we just did mention briefly off-air, Singleton will have the bye this week.
Shout-out, mate. We've got a couple of Kiwi refs over at the moment.
Yeah, I met one of the boys down at Beaches the other day from Manawatu, I believe they've come over from.
Yeah, the other one was up with me, assisting me up at the bay last week, Jacob Booth, and he actually started off the boat race, and I think he's actually still going at trying to scull his beer, mate. He took a long time.
Mate, that was probably fortunate for you, because I've seen you scull a beverage, and it's not quick either.
No, it isn't pretty, but
you reckon you got him for pace? Maybe you two can just have a one-on-one scull off before he goes back, mate, to determine forever who is the slowest.
Yeah, maybe, mate.
Yeah, well, good to have the boys over here from NZ, as we said, and a shame they sent one of them up to Nelson Bay to learn some bad habits from you. Hopefully, you weren't teaching about getting cleaned up by lineouts, mate.
No, I did avoid contact. Did nearly get bumped, but I managed to get out of the way at the last second, mate.
Those magic dancing feet, mate, love it. Might finish up, mate. We've ticked over the hour again. Good to see that the Express podcast worked. Man of the week, mate. We've got nominations from a few different codes this week. We might start with Chris Logan there at the Blacks, mate, with his 4 tries. A great effort. Our other one, our friend of the show, Chris Marlborough, after he's dobbed himself in about his 2 tries, which we're yet to have verified, but we'll let him have them. Finally, mate, another bloke. We did a cover on the New FM last week and gave this bloke a shout-out. A bit of media coverage has gone to his head, and he's banged in 4 goals in the New FM for ladder leaders Cooks Hill, Nick Russell, mate. Friend of the show, so done very well there, young Nick. And put Cooks Hill, I think you said, about 5 points clear now at the top of the ladder, mate, from Singleton. So flying high, the boys from Cooks Hill.
Yeah, they are, mate. They are. Yes, actually, I think Singleton, I'm not sure their result last week, but they've dropped back to third. The old Thornton sitting in second there, mate. But
yeah, Nick, mate, Russell, they had the bye last week, Singleton.
Yeah, Nick Russell, 4 goals out of 10, mate. Not a bad strike rate. I think that makes it 6 or 7 goals in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Six in the last four, mate. Yeah, so he's flying high. He's the form man. Central Coast Mariners looking to sign him as the whisper.
Yeah, to replace Andrew Houle, who's gone to Real Madrid.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that one another time, mate. We might wrap it up with that. So the winner of this week's Man of the Week is young Nick Russell, mate. Hopefully he doesn't spend all his winnings, which is just the love and joy of the show, in one spot. As we said, we are still looking out for sponsors for any of the segments. Thank you to the guys who are supporting our show in the Rugby League Academy and Air Relax Australia, Matty Lantry and Troy Lowry, respectively, there, helping you out with all your rugby league coaching and compression and recovery needs. But mate, thank you again for tuning in late on this Tuesday evening. A bit of a special time for the pod. We'll be up on Wednesday due to some work commitments because it's nearly Wednesday morning as it is. Thanks again, mate. Sorry we had to have a bit of an interruption there. Thanks to one of your young'uns crying. Hopefully everything's all good. And I'll catch you in a fortnight.
Yeah, mate. Have a good holiday, mate. We look forward to episode 19 in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, lovely, mate. Episode 19 and plenty of sports shorts to come. So thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. Make sure to give us a follow on social media, SportsCastAU on Instagram and Twitter. Plenty of content there and plenty of nonsense as well. There's a lot of SportsCastle on Facebook. Follow us on Podomatic, the iTunes podcast store, and Spotify. Thanks again.